In this week's episode, Disney announces Story Living by Disney, vibrant new neighborhoods that are infused with our special brand of magic. More like give us your money for an overpriced house. Price hikes are coming. Price hikes are coming. Disney World just raised prices on select tickets. Could prices here be next? The transformation of Mickey's Toontown is set to begin next month. Time is running out to enjoy it before it closes for a year. Also, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, LA Rams, 10 hours at Disneyland, and more on this distracted episode of the Mouse Power Podcast. Welcome to Mouse Power, your source for Disney, Star Wars, and everything in between. This is the podcast where both empires collide.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Mousepire Podcast.
Hey, what's going on? Uh-oh.
The apprentice lives.
Best start believing in ghost stories, Miss Turner. You're in one.
Think of me, Hardy Joe.
You never had a friend like me.
Some imagination, huh?
Made you look.
LA people. Yeah. Good old Watts. Well, we did have the Super Bowl here in the California. You know, California loving the Super Bowl this past weekend with the LA Rams taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. And it was like a Hollywood story because the local team and the visiting team won. The local LA Rams won the Super Bowl 23-20. And I'm sure you guys know that they were not the home team. But it really didn't matter. So, I of course, watched the game. And a lot of people love to watch the game and, you know, check out the commercials. But, for some reason, I kept getting distracted during commercials. And I really wasn't paying attention to them. The one I did like was, I think it was like, what, a Flamin' Dorito commercial? I think it was Flamin'. They had the sloth. I thought that was pretty funny. That was a cool commercial. But I really didn't pay attention to all the other ones. So I'm kind of missed out on that. So I can't really say what the best commercial was. But if you guys watched all the commercials and you have a favorite one, let me know. Email me, mousepire@gmail.com. Now, one thing about the commercials, you know, it's always been something that people look forward to watching the commercials. And I was like, you know, excited to watch them, but I think it was like on a Friday night or something on CBS, they had a Super Bowl commercial preview or something, that when they were showing the commercials, which I thought it was kind of stupid. Now, I know some commercials are long, you know, they're longer than others. So they were just basically giving just like little clips of them. They weren't showing the full commercials, just like little clips of them. But I thought that was kind of stupid because then you already saw it. So I was flipping channels and I saw this thing was on and I saw they were showing the commercials. I'm like, aren't we supposed to wait till Super Bowl so we can see these? I mean, I know some of these commercials come out early, you know, before the Super Bowl, they start running them. But I always thought, you know, Super Bowl was the time to check out these awesome Super Bowl commercials and all that. And some, they get all hyped up and everything. But I don't know. Like I said, I was distracted during commercials. I wish I would have paid more attention. It's kind of that thing called the cell phone. And being on the interwebs, which once, you know how it is when you're watching something on TV and the, you know, commercial comes on, then you're like, oh, you know, I'm going to see what's going on the social medias. And that's what I was doing. And then I'm like, I look up and I look at, there's a commercial. I'm like, oh, crap, I'm supposed to be watching commercials. But, whatever, you know, it happens. And, they're still going to be showing those commercials anyway. So, I'm pretty sure if you, didn't really pay attention to the commercials and you're watching TV and you actually look at a commercial and it's kind of like a good commercial, well, you know, produced, you can probably say, oh, that was probably a Disney. Or not Disney, but a Super Bowl commercial. So anyway, yeah, the Rams won. I was rooting for the Rams because if you guys know, I am a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. So you can't root for the team that's in your division, that one division and all that kind of stuff, you know. So, of course, got to go for the Rams. The Rams are a team that I do not really not like. They're, you know, there's those teams that you don't like, you know, like the sorry-ass Cowboys, you know, the stupid-ass Raiders, things like that. Sorry, Dan. So those teams you definitely, well, not you, but me, I would not go for if they were in the Super Bowl. And if they were playing each other, I probably wouldn't watch the Super Bowl. But, yeah, went for the Rams. I'm glad they won. It's a cool thing for them to win. And the reason I think it's really cool is because, one, you know, the home team, the home visiting team, right? Here in California, call it California team in the Super Bowl. And, you know, they got the brand new stadium, SoFi Stadium, which is state-of-the-art. Cost $1 zillion. Now, it costs a lot of money. So you have that going on. So that's, you know, local team and brand new stadium, first time, you know, hosting the Super Bowl. And for the, you know, the home team who is in that stadium to make it to the Super Bowl, this is like a plus right there. So, yeah, the Rams won. And, of course, the next day they basically just took the 5 freeway and headed to Disneyland. Because, well, Super Bowl is in L.A. Disneyland's the closest. So, they welcomed the Rams the next day with a cavalcade going down, you know, the parade route over there in Disneyland. And on the parade float was Cooper Kupp, Aaron Donald, and Matthew Stafford. Now, I'm just going to say real quick, I am a fan of football, but I'm not what you call, you know, I'm not all into it and everything. I'm into it. I know, you know, I know the game and everything like that, but I'm not hardcore football. I'm more hardcore baseball. But when the Rams traded for Matthew Stafford, I thought that was a good move, because I think that I was always thought that he would. I always thought he was a good quarterback, and he just never had a chance to show what he can do with being on the Detroit Lions. So the fact that, hey, you know what, he was traded to LA, and I think if you guys watch football and keep up with, you know, these quarterbacks, even if you like them or not, you can tell that what the people he had on the team, it showed basically what kind of quarterback he is. And he turned out for me to be the kind of quarterback that I knew he could be, having, you know, the weapons that they need to, you know, basically get to the playoffs, get to the Super Bowl, and win. So, awesome for that. They did have the parade. Like I said, they had the parade there. I think the parade started about 1:30 or something. And I didn't get to see it, but I've seen a lot of video. Saw the video from Disney. I saw a lot of pictures that people who I know were there went to go see it. And that's really cool. Really exciting. So congratulations to the Los Angeles Rams of Los Angeles on their Super Bowl win. So that's awesome. So real quick, I just want to talk about, let's see, what am I going to talk about? Going to talk about changes to the mask policy at Disneyland. This was released on Tuesday, I believe. Basically, it's saying starting on Thursday, which is today, that indoor masking will not be mandated for guests who are fully inoculated. It says inoculated, not vaccinated, inoculated. Disney says, we expect guests who are not fully vaccinated to continue wearing face coverings in all indoor locations, including indoor attractions and theaters. That's from the Disney website. Let's see. Of course, we all know, it says Disney doesn't require visitors to show proof of vaccination or negative coronavirus tests, though its website notes that the state of California strongly recommends that all guests be fully vaccinated or receive a negative COVID test prior to entering the Disneyland Resort. Now, I don't know what to think of this, because, I mean, I know you got a lot of people who just complain and complain. I don't want to wear a mask. I don't need to do this. I got all my shots. Well, of course, people are still thinking that if you get a shot, you get the whichever one you choose, shot, that, oh, well, I'm vaccinated, so I'm not going to get it. Well, no, not true. As you guys know, I got it, and my dad got it, and we had the shots. So, the only good thing about getting it and having the shots is that it wasn't as bad as everyone else was getting it and basically staying 100-plus days in the hospital because, well, there was no vaccinations at that point. So, anyway, people complain and complain, oh, I don't want to do this, and I don't want to wear a mask, and I'm going to suffocate, and blah, 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 and yeah. I really think those people are so stupid, because the way they think, they pass it down to their kids, and their kids are like, well, this is what my parents think, so this is what I'm going to think, because I'm 9 years old, and I don't think I should be wearing a mask in school. because my parents think I shouldn't be. So I guess I shouldn't be because that's what they say. And then they come up with these stupid things. Oh, my kid's suffocating in it, and it's hard for them to breathe, and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Anyway, so this is what's going on with the mask policy at Disneyland. If you want all the guidelines and everything, you can just head over to the Disneyland website, and I'm sure they're going to have that right on the front page, of the site there. But, yeah. Anyway, that's that on masking and what have you. So, I heard through the grapevine that I guess, I can't remember who it was, one of the Disney top guys or something was mentioning a price hike. Oh, real quick, let me back it up. Beep, beep, beep. Back it up to the face mask thing again. Even though it, they say you don't have to wear one if you're fully vaccinated inside indoors now at Disneyland Resort, you still have to be, wear one if you're taking the transportation over there. So if you parked at Toy Story, you still have to put a mask on when you go into the bus. Now, don't forget that the buses are contracted out, you know, through Anaheim. So they have their own rules on masking. So just because Disney changed their stuff doesn't mean that the Anaheim transportation thing changed there. So you still have to wear a mask if you're going on the buses over to the park. Now, when the trams are coming back, I heard the trams are coming back. I'm not sure. I think Dan has news on that. Anyway, when the trams come back, I don't know what's going on with that. If you guys already heard about something about the rules on that, great, let me know. Until then, I will let you guys know if I hear anything about that. So, that's that. I think one of the Disney executives mentioned about price hikes, and price hikes are coming or something like that. And with that, I'm just going over here my notes. I think, I should have had this ready, but I didn't. Okay, so, yeah. With that, Disney World has raised their prices on some of their tickets, I believe. I'm not sure. You know, their tiers are different than ours. So, they raised their ticket prices over there. And, of course, they're saying that it's probably going to happen over here, too. Yeah, so, anyway, just, I am just looking at this price list, and it looks like, yeah, they raised their prices on their tier-based tickets. So, that's probably going to happen over here soon, not sure when. So if you have a plan a trip to Disney World, know that those prices have went up. I'm not going to go breaking down. I'm not going to break down the prices over there because it has nothing to do with us here. So just know that we're probably going to get a price hike soon on park tickets. And, I don't know. I just started thinking about when they do those price hikes, they like to hike up price or parking. But I don't know how much further can they hike the price. it's like really up there now. It's crazy. It's just so crazy. Prices going up and everything, you know, and I just don't think right now is the time to be raising prices right now. I think they should wait on that, but you know, Disney, they don't care because they're still getting the people in, you know, no matter what, they still have the people, they're still going to get people coming to the parks, people wanting to pay the prices for that and everything. So, yeah. So that's that. Prices are probably going to be going up soon. And of course, if I hear anything or we get confirmation and all that stuff, we will let you guys know. So, hey, save your money. And still haven't heard anything about passes. Like we still have a couple passes that are no longer available to purchase. So we gotta keep an eye out on that stuff too. Let's see what we got here. So what, we only have, let me see, one pass. We have the Enchant Key Pass, and then the Imagine Pass, which is for SoCal residents. That's all we have right now that are available to purchase. So, well, there you go on that. All right, so Dan, the voicemail man, he actually went to the parks. He was back in the parks again, and I myself, you know, still haven't had a chance to get to the parks. So don't forget, you can also follow Dan on Instagram. Do you guys know that? And if you guys want to follow Dan on Instagram, all you have to do is follow Dan's Disney Adventures. And you can check out everything going on in the parks with him while he's there. So Dan was in the parks, like I said, and we're going to hear what he was up to over there as I look for his voicemail message. And don't forget, you guys can be part of the Mousepire crew. Join the MPC. Head over to anchor.fm/mousepire/mousepire, and you can record a message there. Once again, that is exactly what Dan did. So let's hear what's going on with Dan. Dan, what's going on?
Hey, Diggs. Did you hear the trams are returning?
No.
Hey, Diggs, the trams are returning.
They are?
Hey, Diggs, did you hear the trams are returning?
Whoa.
That's all my freaking timeline is. Anyway, what's up, buddy? So this week I spent 10 hours at the park. When's the last time any of us spent 10 hours at the park? You know, I went with the kids that work for me. We went to the park this week because they bought the 3-day SoCal deal. And they wanted me to kind of show them around how to do some things. So I did, and I ended up spending 10 hours in the park, man. It was actually pretty good. I think we rode 9 of the big attractions, which I had a few of them tell me. Last time I came with my family years ago, we didn't get anywhere close to doing that. So they got their money's worth out of it. I'll give you some highlights here.
All right. Well, the last time I spent about 10 hours or more in the parks, I would probably have to really, really think about it if I actually spent 10 hours in the park. But I can definitely say one of those times where I would, well, definitely when they had the 24-hour thing going on, I wasn't there 24 hours, probably 15 to 17 hours maybe. And then the next one I would say would be, of course, on the 60th, because we had a hotel room down there. So on the 60th, on the exact day, we were there for a long time. And I remember doing a lot of steps. So other than that, I really can't think of when I actually was there 10 plus hours.
So ride times on the app, you know, everybody's saying, oh, they're a little off. Yeah, they still kind of are. I think it said 75 minutes for rides. By the time I actually walked over there, it was 60. That's one of the rides that was good doing whatever they wanted to do. I was insistent upon riding rides, though. It said 60 minutes on the wait time there at the ride for standby. And yeah, we waited about 60 minutes. I still haven't seen where they completely do Lightning Lane for everything. I'll kind of actually explain that in a minute. But it went okay. It seemed to be a quick 60 minutes. And the ride, of course, is amazing. That was their favorite ride all day. So that actually was pretty cool. Did a bunch of stuff. Like I said, 9 rides when we were in Galaxy's Edge. Because we had gone there and then we went back a little bit later to try to take some pictures in front of the Falcon and ride Smuggler's Run. We had taken a bunch of pictures before at the Falcon and then realized, oh, Smuggler's Run is down. We happened to catch it when it opened. So it went from being like, man, it was 80 minutes at one point. There's no way I'm waiting 80 minutes for Smuggler's Run. It ended up being 15 by the time it popped up onto the app again because it had been closed. So we got on and we noticed, oh, there's a rush of people. Oh, it must have been closed. And we walked all the way into that last room where you can see the Falcon from out the windows. And we really did wait about 15 minutes. That's the first time I think I've ever seen Lightning Lane be where they took everybody from Lightning Lane first, because everybody went into the ride at one time because it just reopened. And yeah, we only did wait about 15 minutes, but I think that's even why we waited 15 minutes, because we stayed in that room for a while, not moving. So that's been my experience with that part of it anyway. So Anchor messed up. I think I was talking about Lightning Lane with Big Thunder. If I didn't, we got on Big Thunder and we were able to use Lightning Lane on Big Thunder because of the breakdown we had earlier. But the first time we were in line, I noticed that they actually held up the Lightning Lane line. I know most people say they let all the Lightning Lanes go through. That's not what I saw. I actually saw them get held to let standby guests on. So I'm cool with that, if that's the way that it works. So we got on, had a good time, man. That's a long day for me. Ended up last ride of the night, because it closed at 9 o'clock, was Space Mountain. 50-minute posted wait. Didn't wait anywhere close to 50 minutes. Maybe 30, about right. And that's pretty much our night. Only other thing I got to say is some quick food reviews. Couple of the kids had the spicy Nash chicken sandwich from the Galactic Grill. They liked it, but they actually said it was pretty spicy. And these are kids that are used to spicy. So that's kind of unusual. It was pretty spicy. And then the Galactic Slushy from the Galactic Sunrise Slush from Galactic Grill. Amazing. Strawberry limeade, sliced strawberries, strawberry puree. Amazing. The Magic Key one is cotton candy and something else. Whipped cream, orange dust on top. That was good too, but by far the Galactic one was much, much better. So that's it for now, man. I'll talk to you soon. I'm actually headed to the parks again tomorrow to ride Rise, so we'll talk to you soon.
Now, I would love to try that, the Galactic one that he just talked about. What was it? Oh, yeah, the Galactic Sunrise Slush. Now, if you go over to Dan's Disney Adventures, he actually posted a picture of that. He had that before. Yeah, that seems like a long day for him. And, yeah, he's going to the park tomorrow. And I will be, I'm going to be home. So anyway, yeah, I would really love to get back to the parks and hopefully soon I've told you that we are going on March 8th for the Villains Night. And hopefully I can get there on March 4th, which is the opening of the Food and Wine Festival. Don't forget that's coming up. And yeah, so hopefully get there for that. What else is going on? Well, I don't know. But anyway, hopefully I get to the park soon and enjoy some food, some drinks, all the cool little slushes they have now that I haven't had a chance to get to. I guess we're going to have to just wait and see. Let's see what else is going on. All right, so I'm going to queue up my next thing here. Now, Disney announced that they are going to be developing homes or something like that. They announced Story Living by Disney. It's a new business to develop residential communities. Interesting. So, yeah, it's very, very interesting. It seems like something they've done before. I could have thought I remember them having some kind of a Disney type of home community or something before. I know it was a long time ago, but, I don't know. It seems kind of cool. It seems, of course, expensive. Seems like it's going to be something that, I'm just going to throw a ballpark price out there. If a home, is selling for, let's just say a brand new home is selling for, $500,000. Now that Disney made this, it's going to be like a $1 million house because it has a Disney name. So to me, it sounds very expensive. I don't know. Kind of crazy. But here's a video from the Disney Parks blog basically talking about this new resort slash business shopping and homes and all that kind of stuff. Story Living by Disney.
Disney has shared stories that have touched the hearts and minds of people around the world for nearly 100 years. At Disney Parks, Experiences, and Products, our job is to turn dreams and stories into reality, into something that you can touch, taste, and smell, something you can feel and experience and share with those you love. Disney experiences are magical because they start with great storytelling. They include a quality that is unmatched anywhere in our industry. And of course, they're brought to life by our world-class Disney cast members. And every time we reach a new horizon, we start to dream a little bigger and we look for new ways to tell our stories and to connect with more people. It's all part of our boundless exploration to provide experiences for guests beyond the theme parks, no matter where they are.
As Imagineers, story is at the heart of everything we do, and we love bringing authentic places to life to immerse you in those stories.
Our consumers trust that experiences that Disney creates will be enriching, adventurous, and fun for all involved, and they all know that it will have that special Disney touch, attention to detail, and innovation.
And while we're known most for our theme park experiences, we've built an incredible legacy of going beyond the parks, finding new ways to make magic for Disney fans in beautiful locations, both on land and at sea. I'm proud to announce our next Disney experience, Story Living by Disney. All new Disney-branded master-planned residential communities designed to be the perfect setting for Disney fans to write the next exciting chapter in their lives. And some neighborhoods will be planned for residents ages 55 and over. Story Living by Disney allows us to leverage what we do best, world-class service, legendary storytelling, and creativity. This exciting new venture will enhance, extend, and strengthen the Disney brand by allowing us to bring the magic of Disney to places you may never have expected.
These vibrant communities will be infused with Disney placemaking. Picture an energetic community with the warmth and charm of a small town and the beauty of a resort. A place that entices inspiration and makes every moment more memorable than the last. A story living by Disney community is something truly special.
We're exploring a variety of locations in the U.S. for our Story Living by Disney communities. And while each site will have core Disney DNA, each will also have a very distinct personality, drawing inspiration from the local landscape, from the history, and the culture. I'm standing here in the community of Rancho Mirage, just outside of Palm Springs, California. And I'm excited to announce that our first Story Living by Disney community will be located right here, not far from the area where our founder, Walt Disney, once lived. The first community will be called Cotino, and in addition to residential homes, this development is also expected to host a hotel and a range of shopping, dining, entertainment, and leisure activities, as well as a grand oasis featuring clear turquoise waters with Crystal Lagoons technology. Voluntary club membership will offer access to our waterfront clubhouse, a club-only beach area with recreational water activities, as well as Disney programming, entertainment, and activities throughout the year. While our Disney Imagineers are contributing to the creative concept for this community and future communities, we're not in this alone. We'll be working with highly respected real estate developers and experienced home builders at each site who contribute their talents and expertise to each community. Now let's take a look at Cotino with the help of one of our creative minds behind the project.
There is an incredible natural beauty in the Coachella Valley landscape, and you can see why Walt Disney used to escape to the desert to dream the impossible. I want to give you a look at our first community in Rancho Mirage. Our clubhouse takes inspiration from a modern-day art studio, with each space celebrating different expressions of art and design. Here's a peek inside of what our lobby space could look like, inspired by a studio gallery. So you can imagine people gathering for a monthly art show, perhaps with pieces from Disney artists or from local residents. Best of all, the space perfectly frames the pristine lagoon waters at the heart of our community. Across the lagoon is the town center. Picture open markets with vibrant businesses that bring an array of culinary, musical, and artisanal experiences to life. On the shores of the lagoon, a professionally managed park is planned to provide beach access and recreational water activities. Through the purchase of a day pass, the public can relax and rejuvenate in this beautiful oasis.
We can't wait to welcome you to Cotino, our first Story Living by Disney community. And believe me, we'll have lots more to share with you in the coming weeks, in the coming months, and even the years ahead.
All right, so don't forget that if you want to go enjoy that one little place there, you have to, pay an entrance fee. You might need a park reservation. I don't know. Anyway, I know you can see the things they were showing and talking about, but you can just head over to the Disney Parks blog and check out the video there. And, you can check out the video. You can check out on the Parks blog also. They have the pictures, the renderings of what they're talking about there. The first time I seen this video, I missed the part when they were talking about 55 and older community, which is, I think, is really cool. Maybe I can get my parents a house over there and I can visit. I think my mom might like that. Speaking of houses, I found out that the house next door to me sold for $590,000. The people who lived there, they put it up for sale and everything like that. And then about 2 weeks ago, new people moved in. And this week in the mail, you get that junk mail from realtors and things like that. So I got a flyer from a realtor, and then it happened to be the people who sold the house next door. It had a picture of the house next door and said, just sold for $590,000. Your house can sell. You know how they're trying to get people to, just advertise and get business and things like that. So I was thinking about it. I'm like, dang, if that house sold for $590,000, how much could this house sell for? Because that house is a single-story house, has 4 bedrooms, 2 baths. It's pretty big, actually, because these houses were built in the 1978-9. We got to move in here in 1979, but back then is when you got a bigger lot that you paid for. Nowadays, everything's compacted. So my house is a 2-story house with 4 bedrooms, 3 baths. So I was thinking, hey, if they get $590 for that, you can probably, what, get almost $700 over here? Anyway, so that's just me thinking. So yeah, the Story Living by Disney looks kind of cool. I would love to see how much they're going to go for. And then again, since it is Disney and they're creating these communities, houses, and all that, it's probably going to be an association. Probably going to have association fees. Stuff like that is not worth it to me. I'm not going to have people tell me how, you know, when to cut my grass and crap like that. But whatever, whatever. And, yeah, whatever. So, yeah, interesting. So check out Disney Parks blog. I did post it on the Facebooks. And you can read all about that and check out the video. And you can check out all the renderings for that. Maybe you'll be my neighbor over there. I don't know. Yeah, anchor.fm. Check it out. All right, so hey, speaking of homes, speaking of communities, I guess I should say, we got news, more news about the reimagination, reconfiguration, recalculations of Mickey's Toontown. So we got an announcement saying that Mickey's Toontown will be closing on March 9th. And basically, this is for the, we talked about, what, about a month ago or whatever it was, that they're going to be doing redoing the Toontown since Mickey's Runaway Railway. Mickey's and Minnie's, I'm sorry, Minnie, I forgot about Minnie. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway is, under construction right now. So before that opens up, they want to rebeautify Toontown. So they're going to start that starting on March 9th. So you have until March 8th to go over there and, enjoy it or enjoy what you can see of it, because I know there's walls and things going on over there already. And it says, don't worry, because when Mickey's Toontown reopens in 2023, it will still be home to favorite attractions such as Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin, Mickey's House, and Minnie's House. Plus, other attractions will be reimagined in new and exciting ways, including Gadget's Go Coaster, Goofy's House, and Donald's Boat. So, wonder what they're having, what plans they have for that. People were talking about maybe retheming Gadget's Go Coaster to something else. But I don't think that would happen after getting a trailer that we'll be playing in a minute. So, don't forget, you have until March 8th to enjoy it. Go over there, hang out with Mickey in the house, take some pictures, all that, because it will be closing, that whole area will be closing starting March 9th. So, yeah, interesting. We're going to be having some, a whole new, probably be like a whole new land, right? Something like that. So, yeah, don't forget, check that out. So, speaking of tunes and Gadget's Go Coaster,
We got a trailer for Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers.
Real Hollywood Story. Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, the show that defined a generation and turned two unknown chipmunks into international superstars. But his success took Chip and Dale to new heights.
To many more seasons of the Rescue Rangers.
We were living the dream, dancing the Roger Rabbit with Roger Rabbit.
No one ever imagined it could all come crashing down. Torn by vanity.
You look different.
Hey, it's no secret I had the CGI surgery done.
Consumed by temptation.
My love of cheese got the best of me.
I just love it so much.
More, please. More, please.
Is it possible that two living legends are destined to reunite?
I'm thinking reboot.
Nobody wants a reboot.
It's the Rescue Rangers.
You need a disguise or something. Grab the first thing you can.
What?
Rescue Rangers 2.0.
This place looks weird.
Remember that animation style where everything looked real but nothing looked right?
Who are you?
Are you talking to us?
Obviously.
But it looks like you're talking to that window.
It actually looks like I'm looking right at you.
Okay.
Look at my eyes, looking right at your eyes.
Yeah.
So there you go. We have Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers coming back over here. We're going to be watching that on Disney Plus. It's going to premiere on May 20th. It's really cool. Now, I know we heard about this. I heard about this coming out and stuff like that. I didn't know who was going to play whom on this. And when I watched the trailer and I hear Chip's voice, which is, I don't even know how to say his name. Let's see. What's his name? His name is John. Not Manali, how you say it? Anyway, I was like, all I heard was the only thing I heard was Andrew Gleiberman. If you guys don't know who Andrew Gleiberman is, he's from a Netflix series Big Mouth. And that's who John plays on there. And that's all I can see. And that's all I can picture. And I was like, oh my gosh. So, anyway. If you guys haven't heard of Big Mouth, it's funny. It's an animated series. I wouldn't suggest you watching that with kids around. Because it's not something that you want to watch with kids. So anyway, you can look up Big Mouth and look up on your own if you guys don't know what it is. But yeah, that's all I can see when I heard Chip talk. But yeah, so May 20th on Disney Plus, start streaming that. That's also Shadow's birthday. There you go. All right. All right, so we have another trailer play at Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Sounds like a lot of things are going to go on there. Maybe got a preview of some of it on the latest Spider-Man movie, which I still haven't seen. Yeah, we got the trailer for that, so let's check that out.
Every night, I dream the same dream. the nightmare begins. I did what I had to do to protect our world.
You cannot control everything, Strange. You opened the doorway between universes, and we don't know who or what will walk through it.
Wanda, what do you know about the multiverse?
Viz had his theories. He believed it was dangerous.
He was right. I'm sorry, Stephen. Your desecration of reality will not go unpunished.
We should tell him the truth.
Things just got out of hand.
You break the rules.
Look out!
And become a hero. I do it, I become the enemy.
Yeah, so you can go check that out on May 6th. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. Yeah, it seems like it's going to be a really good movie. Once again, I haven't, I don't know if you guys remember, but I told you I'd never seen the first one. So I haven't seen the first one. So I got to get to that. Don't worry. I'll get to it someday, sometime. I don't know. Real quick, I just thought about, I don't know if I mentioned this, but during the pandemic started and we couldn't go anywhere and, you know, we weren't recording. I decided that I was going to start watching all the Star Wars. Star Wars Rebels. Clone Wars. And all those other. I can't remember the other one. But I watched all of them. And that was really good. So I'm glad that I've seen those. So when. Of course, Bad Batch. Bad Batch is really good. But I'm glad I saw those, because then if I didn't see those and I'm watching Boba Fett and then I seen Cat Bane, I'm like, who the hell is this guy? So, yeah, I watched all those. Got some more news about Encanto. And it seems like Encanto is always in the news now, since it's a very, very popular film. Music is popular. We talked about it getting some Emmy nominations last week. Well, since it's all popular, Disney announced on Tuesday that it will be re-releasing Encanto into theaters. So you'll be able to go to the theaters again and go watch Encanto. It's a re-release because it's doing so well. So it's pretty good. If you guys want to go check that out in the theaters. I'm not sure if it's playing yet. Maybe. Who knows? Maybe starting on Friday it will be playing. But you can go check out Encanto once again in the movie theaters, as it's being re-released by Disney. I'm just going to look up real quick if it's showing somewhere. Hey, right here. I'm on my AMC app. I'm looking up Encanto, and it says it's playing. So, there you go. Yep. So, you can go check out Encanto in theaters. I got my show times listed here. I think that's about it. That's about all I'm going to say about that. If you guys haven't checked it out, check it out. It is on Disney Plus. I watched it. It's really good. I love it. I love the colors. Vibrant colors on that. Just like that other movie. You know me. I forget things. But yeah, you can go check out Encanto in theaters or just put it on Disney Plus. Whatever you guys want to do is okay with me. Alright, that's going to do it for this episode of the Disney Mouse Power Podcast. The Disney Mouse Power Podcast? Or the Mouse Power Podcast? I think it was the Mouse Power Podcast. Yeah, there you go. So, I hopefully will be getting to the park soon. Definitely on May 8th I will be there. So if you guys are going to be going to the Villains Night, hey, let me know. You can email me, mousepower@gmail.com, and do all that stuff. Hey, don't forget you can head over to anchor.fm/mousepowerpodcast. Join the NPC. You can record a message there. Let us know what's going on with you. What's going on with you guys in the parks? What have you been doing? What's one thing you love to do when you go to the parks? Maybe you can do a Fat Time in the Parks food review. Whatever you want. Head over to anchor.fm/mousepowerpodcast. Record your message there. You can always email us, like I said before, mousepower@gmail.com. And don't forget, you can follow us all over the social media universe. Yeah, that's it. Mousepower on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Snappies, TikTok, TikTok. Yeah, you can also support the podcast by going over to patreon.com/mousepower. There's different tiers there that you can, donate some money. There you go. Also, support the podcast by going over to dgpclothing.com. I can do some customized shirts for you. I can do socks. I can do keychains. I can do whatever. So, hey, Tim the Tech just hit me up. He wants me to make him some shirts for his work. So I'm going to be working on that. So, yeah, you can go over there and support me by buying something. So, if you guys are going to be in the parks, let me know. You know when I'm going to be there. Hopefully soon, before March 8th, hopefully March 4th, maybe next week. I don't know. We'll see. Just make sure you guys, when you guys are in the parks, no matter what, have fun and be safe and eat. There you go. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. Audio, sound bites, and other clips are property of their copyright holders. All original stuff is ours and property of mousepower.com.